It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to the Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. That's Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This is, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Welcome, one and all, to another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. As usual, we're pretty high strung here. There is just nothing better than sports that gets the blood boiling, flowing, happiness, sadness, all kinds of stuff. And I'll come out and I'll just say this. Seminole Bill's in the house. Seminole, how are you?
Very good.
Okay. And Terminus Eric.
What's up?
He's not bad for a little under the weather,
but he sounds good over there. I'm just going to call out some names. Okay, here we go. Jeff Long, Barry Alvarez, Mike Gould, Pat Hayden, Tom Jerkstick, whatever his name is, Oliver Luck, Archie Manning, who's no longer there, so not on the committee, Tom Osborne, Dan Ratkovich, right, of the Clemson AD, Condoleezza Rice, Mike Trangisi, Steve Weiberg, Tyrone Willingham. Bill, what do they all have in common? Who are they?
They are on that lovely CFB committee.
They're on the college football committee, my good friends. And you know what? I'd like to look each one in the eye and say, I just do not understand. I'm not mad, but I do not understand what is going on. Because, you know, I look at what should be their number one criteria for ranking these teams. And the college football playoff rankings came out Tuesday night. I don't know. It should be winning, who wins and who loses, right? That should be the number one thing.
Usually that's the objective.
Yes, yes, that's the objective. And then from there we go. We go on, right? We look at all kinds of other different factors, and that's fantastic. I think that's the way it should be. But I'm giving up because I just don't understand. The rankings come out, so I'm going to build. Number one, Alabama. Number two, Oregon. Number three, TCU. Number four, Florida State. Number five, Ohio State. Number six, Baylor. So, yes, you heard correctly, everybody, and I'm sure everybody knows by now, before we watch all the championship games today, is that TCU is number three now. So there's three one-loss teams above fourth-ranked Florida State. TCU is number three, three spots now ahead of Baylor. By the way, Baylor beat TCU. And what kills me about that sometimes is the justification of, yeah, but we thought TCU was a better team. Well, that's great, whatever you thought. I'm sure last year, Auburn fans felt they were the better team than Florida State. At the end of the Auburn-Alabama game last year, Alabama, and everybody said, well, I still think Alabama is better than Auburn. Well, who cares what you think? What does that matter? The bottom line is that you have 60 minutes to score more points than the other team. And if you do so, you are crowned what, Seminole Bill?
Champion.
You're crowned the winner of that game.
The winner, yeah.
Yes. I really do believe Jeff Long and the committee, it's just like they're making a mockery of the whole situation. How on earth did TCU jump over Florida State after beating a 6-5 Texas Longhorn team, after Florida State beat a 6-5 Gator team from what conference?
SEC.
The SEC. If you match TCU and Florida State up, the non-conference schedule, all right, it's not even close. TCU chose to play one team that's worth a hoot, Minnesota, that's not currently ranked. Why Florida State chose to play a Florida team that's not currently ranked, but a Power 5 conference, an Oklahoma State team, Power 5 conference, right? And also a Notre Dame team. Their conference schedule, based on rankings, is the Big 12 better? Yes. Can't argue that. But they're not like, oh my God, better. There's no conference out there that has the, as the kids say nowadays, some of the bill, OMG. So then you look at who has finished every single game. Well, TCU hasn't. They lost. They lost to Baylor. And Florida State has won every game, whether you like it or not. So that makes, what they're telling you is that winning the game is no longer the number one priority. And we've been screaming this for weeks. And guess what, everybody? I hope you've been paying attention to the show. Because similar to Bill and myself and Terminus Eric, we called this ages ago. We basically laid this out for you each week, how this is going to play out. And by the way, we really nailed it last week. On last week's show, if you rewind it and you play it, what did we say? We said, it wasn't TCU, but I said, and Senator Bill said, we all, that if Mississippi State won over Ole Miss, they were going to drop Florida State to number four no matter what. And they were going to move Mississippi State to number three. Where TCU is currently ranked. And the reason for that is that they wanted a Florida State versus Bama in the Sugar Bowl. You know? So Mississippi State didn't win. They still moved Florida State to number four. And they miraculously said, holy cow, TCU, man, you are playing lights out. Yeah, we're going to forget about the Kansas game, who's arguably top three worst teams in the country. That was a close. We're not going to worry about that because you went out and blew out a 6-5 Texas Longhorn team. So here's my question, Seminole Bill. I'd rather have the committee just come on out and say, and not play us for fools and say, listen, 4-3, it's beneficial for Florida State to be at the four spot because you're going to get to play in the Sugar Bowl. Forget the team. Bama, but you're going to get to play in the Sugar Bowl. We're not going to jump you up to number one, but this is what we're going to do for you. As wrong as that sounds on everybody saying what, at least they would tell the truth, as opposed to, well, Florida State has struggled against teams. Yes, they won. Yeah, and you know what? It's almost like a, yeah, they did win, and then I waited and ready. But
behold, the underlying truth, but yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, they've struggled against the unranked teams. Oh, are those the same unranked teams that everybody predicted were going to beat Florida State? So those unranked teams, I mean, what is it? Once again, you're having it both ways. So here's my question to you, Seminole Bill. Hypothetically, if Mississippi State would have won over Ole Miss, what would have happened? Would they have bumped Florida State out of the top four?
That's a really interesting.
And TCU to Mississippi State, TCU to three, Mississippi State stays at four, Florida State gets bumped out by continuing to win? Or does TCU not even go in there? Florida State goes to four, and Mississippi State goes to three.
I think TCU wouldn't make it in because of, you know, right now it's like you said, a lot of eye tests.
That's
what you hear, you know?
What is the eye test?
Right, that's what they're using. they looked good winning, or they looked good losing. You can look good winning, okay, or look good losing.
Okay. All right, you know what? All right, here we go. Seminole Bill, you brought that up. Eye test.
Good,
all
no
right.
matter what.
So then answer me this question. Thanks, Terminus. Answer me this question. If we're basing it on the eye test, then how in the hell is Oregon not number one?
That's a good question.
How is Oregon not number one?
Because Alabama, as big a former Bama fan as I'm in, I'm going to call it like I see it. Bama just gave up ridiculous amounts of yardage from that vaunted team that, you know, yeah, we know their defense is down, but wasn't that the way you used to win championships? Was that now they don't have it anymore. So now they're going to credit Bama for having this great offense. Well, that offense wasn't present against Arkansas. You know, where's the eye test factor? You know,
I mean, I don't understand, because you're absolutely right. If you want to compare Bama to Oregon, it's no contest, my friend.
Oregon puts points on the board.
Yeah, Oregon, their loss is against Arizona, who's currently ranked number seven.
A very good loss. Back then, it wasn't considered one.
That's
but
right.
Now it should be a quality loss.
Arizona is ranked number seven, and Arizona will play Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game. So they're playing for a championship, Arizona. Okay. Bama lost to Ole Miss, who is not playing for the SEC championship. Bama is playing an Ole Miss team that is 12th. So Oregon wins on that, okay? I don't know how else do you say it. Well, Oregon wins on it. Who is Bama's best
Bama's
non-conference
going Missouri.
Win?
Sorry.
Missouri.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. In the thing. But yeah, they're non-conference.
But who's Bama's best the best non-conference win is against a West Virginia team.
Yeah, that's currently not ranked. Dropped off the map.
Yeah, they're off the map. Who is Oregon's best non-conference win again? It's against Michigan State.
Yeah.
Who is ranked currently 8th.
Yeah.
Right behind Arizona.
Right.
Yet, everybody says clearly Alabama is the number one team in the nation. And I'm going based on what? The 1-point victory over Arkansas? The 2-touchdown win over Tennessee, who sucks? Huh? I mean, who? Based on giving up 40 or 50, whatever it was, 40-something points to an Auburn team that the week before scored, what, 7 against Georgia? 14, something like that?
Who got throttled by
Georgia
Florida
Tech.
And Georgia Tech.
Yeah. I mean, we could play this game all day long. It's just amazing how Bama gets a pass.
Let me ask you, if you were,
you know what that is, Seminole Bill?
Oh, yeah.
That is hashtag SEC marketing machine.
Yeah. Well, tell me. You tell me right now, you saw the Gator defense out there. That's not a bad defense.
Absolutely not.
If they had an offense that could keep them grounded and get them off the field every now and then, they'd win a lot of ball games. You know?
Yeah, that's true. And Bama throttled. Bama did throttle Florida, but we're comparing Bama to Oregon right now.
Oh, yeah. Again, light them up.
All right, when we come back, we'll recap a little bit about last week's games. Plus, we'll look ahead to championship weekend in college football. Stay with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
If you have something to add to the show, it better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show, brought to you by our good friends over at Fraud Protection Network and the Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. Well, I was listening to somebody the other day, similar Bill, that they had their identity stolen. Credit ruined. Took them 2 years to get it all sorted out. 2 years.
Long time.
Yeah, so call our good friends over at Fraud Protection Network. Start protecting not just yourself, your wife, your kids if you have it, your parents, everybody. Protect everybody's identity. You can give them a call at 855-203-0683 or visit them on the website.
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
Yes.
What? Did you see? Did he say protect your pets? Is he delirious?
My pet doesn't have a social security number.
Was that you?
Mine does.
Yours does. Oh. Wow. That's really part of the family.
That's a dog tag number.
Very good.
Some kind of number. It's important.
That's a dog tag number. I like that. During the break, someone, Bill and I, we were talking also about if TCU beats Iowa State, which they will, and Baylor defeats K-State, then they are declared co-champions, is what the Big 12 said. Now, but this, what's Seminole Bill? I don't understand that either. Because if you have two teams in the same conference that have the same record, then if you go down the tiebreaker list, when did head-to-head no longer become the tiebreaker?
It's a tiebreaker in everything else I've seen.
It's a tiebreaker. It
matters in the ACC.
In everything. Every sport, that's the tiebreaker. Look in the just go down the list of any sport. The tiebreaker is, the first thing you look at is, well, did they play each other? Well, yeah. Okay. Well, who won? Well, Baylor did. Okay. So it almost should be just like that. So what's the discussion? Then there's no co-champ. However, it's smart by the Big 12. Because you see with the Big 12.
They're positioning. They're putting themselves in a position to have somebody make it in there.
That's right.
Or maybe two teams because if the SEC loses.
That's right. Yeah. It would not be beneficial.
No.
To say, oh, Baylor's the champion, yet TCU's number three, then you got all kinds of issues going on.
I got to tell you, they must be watching that SEC marketing machine.
Well, you're absolutely right. No, they're smart. And the Pac-12, if I'm the Pac-12, I'm trying to crank up the machine too, just in case Arizona wins.
Yeah.
If Arizona beats Oregon,
wow.
I mean, how are you not screaming from the rooftops? But see, the problem is that the SEC beats it in everybody's head all along. You call it brainwashing. You call it whatever you want. I call it just genius marketing.
Yep, it's great.
Spending millions of dollars on marketing. So, because I love the talk. What happens if Bama lost? Would they drop out? I'm going, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
There we go already. Would they drop? What are you talking? And then we'd have no SEC.
And well, that would just be insanity, wouldn't it?
I don't see anybody going, boy, if Florida State lost, then the ACC wouldn't have anybody in there. I didn't hear anybody going, wow, if Oregon lost, then the Pac-12 wouldn't have anybody. Nobody cares about that. It's all about the SEC.
Well, are they going to jump Georgia Tech way up if they beat us?
Hell no. Hell right. No.
Wouldn't be pretty, would it?
No. And that just so, and see, here's the thing. The SEC marketing machine knows that if Missouri won, they're not going to jump Missouri in there either. That's too much of a stretch. So
right.
What do you do? So when you realize that, you instantly go, okay, we got to turn gears. Let's put the narrative out there that if Bama loses, then maybe they should stay in the top four because, once again, they're Alabama.
Pivot. Yeah. Well, but what I'm saying that is, look how the Mississippi team shot up the scale so quickly because of
seven
a few
spots.
Wins.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you have
to. And they say JT's on a hot streak,
baby. You forget about the two awful losses
ahead of
that.
Look how they jump right up there.
No, that's true. What do we do with Ohio State?
They have a real problem.
They got up.
They just did everything you asked them to do, and now because they have a quarterback dilemma, and you know, they
which
had
they've already overcome.
They had it at the beginning of the year. It didn't change.
And they have a chance to audition the new quarterback.
Yep, and no one knows what this guy
against
might be.
A quality opponent like Wisconsin.
So if they blast Wisconsin, which I'm not saying that's going to happen.
I love that, though. You know what, Seminole Bill, though? You're saying it. It's a shame. It's not about winning. You said it. If they blast them. So what happens if they have their third quarterback on the year, mm-hmm. and Urban Meyer, who I cannot stand, but you got to give him his respect. He's a great coach. Goes out there, and they beat Wisconsin by a touchdown. Let's just say they beat him by a touchdown.
TD.
Yeah. So how do we go, all right, Bama's won, two's Oregon, Florida State wins, TCU wins, Baylor wins, Ohio State wins. Who's in? Who's in?
Good question.
See, the problem, what they did, the dilemma now for these jokers in the college football committee is by putting TCU at number three. Because at least there would have been a debate, because I'd love to know how they're going to justify TCU then if they win the drop. Two spots to go out of the top five.
I tell you that
if they want to put Ohio State in, because I really do believe that if Florida State beats Georgia Tech, that they're not dropping out, which is insane to even think that. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Was it ludicrous to think that they dropped number three?
It was.
Yeah.
But it's even more ludicrous that they wouldn't be a part. And you know what they're doing? I mean... Unfortunately, I think what they're doing is they're doing, make sure you schedule your non-conference strong, which is okay. I agree with that part of it. However, what they're telling you also, though, is go out and just embarrass teams. You know what I mean?
You know what?
Just embarrass every opponent you have.
You've said it perfectly there. You know, but let me ask you a question. Coming into the beginning of the year, I know we're talking about, forget about the rankings at the beginning. It doesn't really matter as much, obviously, now. But look coming in. If you looked at our non-conference, I'm just going to say Florida State. I'm going to say our Florida State's non-conference schedule. Was it that bad when you got Notre Dame? Well, Notre Dame's not, you know,
not at all. There's no, you don't have to justify
any
of that.
What else could you try and do but schedule what you thought was going to be quality opponents?
No, you don't have to justify it. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You're not going out there and scheduling those other ones.
All right, so let's look ahead to this week. And let's kick it off with Bama versus Missouri. Okay? I think this is Auburn versus Missouri all over again. Missouri is just a weird team. I don't think they're a good... I really don't think Missouri has a chance against Alabama. I just don't. I don't think Alabama's great, but I don't think Missouri is that good at all. This is the same team, right, that lost to Indiana at home. Indiana. Hang on, Bill. Indiana they lost to. What's even worse is when they got absolutely obliterated by Georgia. Crushed. Wasn't even a game. I mean, just crushed. So... And by the way, that's Missouri for all you SEC fans out there that just walked into your all-powerful conference and here they are in the championship game again, which is amazing.
I hear that all the time. What if...
Oh, of course. You guys don't know what SEC football is.
Never survive.
Somehow Missouri is surviving.
Guess where we'd be? We'd be in the East.
Yeah. So Bama versus Missouri. I think Bama just crushes them. I mean, it's them against Auburn all over again from last year. Same at SEC championship game. Agree or disagree? We'll pick against the spread coming up in the last segment.
I'm going to tell you how this goes. Saban had the guys alerted. They got, you know, tested by Auburn, and then they withstood that test at home.
Yeah, at home.
Neutral site. Blake's not as comfortable, maybe.
Yeah.
Not going to have somebody playing Amari Cooper, like he's just any regular guy. Missouri will come up with a plan for that.
You would think.
And they have a decent defense. We shall see.
Yeah. But they have no offense.
No, that's the
problem. Matty Mock is horrible.
What I'm saying to you is.
Preseason expectations, he was supposed to be good.
Right.
Well, he has not been good.
Not lived up to it.
No. He has not lived up to it.
Defensively, they can hang.
Well, they got pass rushers.
Offensively, that's where the problem is.
I don't think they're going to... You think they're going to hang with Bama? They didn't hang with Georgia.
No, they
didn't hang with Indiana. I don't have the whole schedule in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that they're giving up a lot of points. I think they have a good defensive line, and that's about it. All right, Florida State versus Georgia Tech.
Toughy, no doubt about it. Not the team you wanted to play, but we're going to get tested. Charles Kelly used to be with them. If anybody can come up with a scheme, Charles can.
See, you know what? You say it every week. I think Florida State wins the football game. I think it does matter that Charles Kelly used to be there.
I think that's the reason
they scheduled Citadel early in the year to get ready for Georgia Tech possibly in the championship game. I think that last week against Florida, they have better athletes than Georgia Tech. They don't have the best scheme like Georgia Tech does. But at the end of the day, if you can't throw the football, I just think that unless you're Nebraska from 95, you got a real problem. Yeah. You know, I think that Georgia Tech's defense is not that good. So I think Florida State wins the game. I think maybe they actually cover the spread of 3.5 points.
Yeah,
I even know we're going to pick on that.
Later.
I should have said that already.
No, it's okay. I'm with you on the way we can play that game. You know, there's still some questions as to what defense and offense are doing sometimes, whether they're ready to play, and we haven't played four quarters yet. But you know what? Again, if anyone could prepare us for Georgia Tech, it would be Mr. Kelly. Not saying that we're always prepared for other teams, but for Georgia Tech.
Sure.
He should know this.
Yeah. And we're going to have to go to that later. Yeah, exactly. All right. Baylor versus K-State.
That's a tough game.
It is a tough game. A lot is riding on Bryce Petty. You know, he got the concussion in the third quarter. Didn't come back in the game. I'm sure he will be playing against Kansas State. I think Baylor wins the game. I like their head coach, R. Isles. I think Baylor comes out and I think they win the game. I want them to win so bad because if they lose, it starts solving problems for the committee. Yeah. But I don't want that to happen. I want Baylor to win because I want to see, and TCU will win. I would like to know what are they going to do with that situation. You know, I'm so curious. All right, give us one more minute because I want to talk. Oh, you already. All right.
We're going.
I love that. You know, I told him, hit the music, man. We've got to go to break. All right, Simple Bill, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And everybody out there, when we come back, we have to talk Ohio State, Wisconsin, too. Yep. Then we'll get to the NFL.
Yep.
As usually, a jam-packed show here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks, everybody, for hanging with us on this Saturday morning or afternoon, wherever you are listening to the show. Stay with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a beast, baby! Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff. Award-winning member service support and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
It's the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us. Little Arctic Monkeys being played right now. And you know what? Similar Bill just during our break brought to my attention that we are taping the show earlier this week because of the holidays and just everything's crazy right now. So when we are speculating if Arizona beats Oregon, well, we're taping it ahead of the game.
That game, yeah.
Yeah. So that game would have already taken place.
So forgive us for talking ahead.
Yeah.
We are honest with our listeners.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So I'm glad, Simula Bill, you brought that up. Okay, before we went to break, Ohio State, Wisconsin. And then we're going to get to the NFL because the playoff pictures are starting to shape up a little bit. And it's pretty exciting. I love this time of year in the NFL. That's for sure. But before we do any of that, protect your identity with our good friends from Fraud Protection Network. They help power the Mark Lloyd Show, and they will help you protect your identity like they're helping me protect the identity of myself, my wife, and my daughter with the Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. Give them a call at 855-203-0683 or visit them on the website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. And similar, Bill, they have a great deal going on too right now, right?
Yes, they do. We keep putting it out there on the site and everywhere. Get your free six-month promo, no questions asked. Give you a credit report in there with it as well. Check it out. Kick the tires. You'll love it. Trust me, it's already saved me a little bit of money going forward.
Absolutely. Hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. Also, visit the website MarkLloydShow.com and our Facebook at Mark Lloyd Show. That's with a C and one L. That's how we correspond with you guys. That's how you're able to talk a little trash with us and rip us some on what we're talking about. You guys always do a good job of that. But it's also where you get your deal from Fraud Protection Network. Okay, Ohio State, Wisconsin, third string quarterback. And you do, you know what? I make no bones about it. I'm not a fan of Urban Meyer at all. I feel bad for if you're an Ohio State Buckeye fan. You lose Braxton Miller. JT Barrett comes in and sets the world on fire, you know. Then he goes down, just terrible with the broken ankle, dislocated ankle, whatever you want to call it. And now they're on their third quarterback. And they're trying to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing, Seminole Bill. I'm completely lost on the eye test then when it comes to them and what the committee is going to think. You know, they have a one chance audition against Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin wins the football game. I don't think Ohio State wins. Wisconsin's going to win the game.
You and I talked. Yeah. Wisconsin's on a roll.
Yeah, they're a good team.
They're a solid team.
And when you can run the ball like that, boy, it takes the pressure off your quarterback, who's not very good, and Joel Stave or whatever. But Gordon can.
Yeah.
And Gordon can run the ball with the best of them. And we don't know really anything about
it. All that's interesting.
You know what we know about Ohio State's quarterback, Lake, is that he was questioning why he has to go to school since he's at Ohio State to play football.
That was the one, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got that going for him.
All this crazy stuff about how these things play in and what they're supposed to be taking into effect, the committee, that is. What if Ohio State was undefeated right now? What if their one loss was because of this situation right here?
I have no idea.
Wow.
I wish I could say.
Hey, you know, best player, right? You know, yeah. So I got a question. Alabama loses Amari Cooper. Is Alabama right?
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding me? You're right. I shouldn't say of course, but I would strongly suggest yes, because the SEC marketing machine would blow it off and they talk about another five-star kid there and that everything should be okay. The thing that throws me off a little bit is how they gave Oregon the benefit of the doubt when one of their linemen, not Marcus
lineman.
Mariota, not Tyner, the running back, not Freeman, but a lineman. And they said, well, you know, they were liking him when they, you know, and I'm going, really? A lineman? I know, yeah, maybe he's a great offensive tackle, but a lineman? So if you're going to give them the benefit, I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird
mess.
How they do it. Yeah, it really is. And you would like to say that it's all going to play out again this Saturday, but who knows? Who knows what happens? Who knows what the committee did? I read the names down. Everybody should write them a personal letter or email about how they are all clueless. And the guy that looks the worst is always Jeff Long. And you know what, though? The SEC always cranks up the marketing machine, but boy, you would think that the other conferences would get it going. Like, where's the ACC screaming for Florida State?
Yeah.
Where's the ACC screaming for Florida State? They don't say anything. They're a bunch of wusses. I mean, they are. That's what they are. Okay, here we go. NFL, the playoff picture's coming into play, Seminole Bill. If the season ended today, how about this? The wild card round would have the Dolphins at Cincinnati.
Ooh.
A very winnable game for Miami.
Yeah.
Chargers at the Colts. Great matchup.
Good matchup there. Like that.
In the NFC, you would have the Lions at the Eagles. Seattle at Atlanta would have made the playoffs.
Wow.
If it ends today, Atlanta is in. That is my... And so, you know, what that shows you is that there's no Cowboys don't make it, you know, if the season ended. No Saints. No
that.
Niners?
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay,
yeah.
So then the other teams in the divisional round, you would have somebody at the Broncos, the higher seed, at the Broncos, and the lower seed at the Patriots. And in the NFC, you would have the higher seed at the Packers.
Your Packers.
And the lower seed at the Cardinals. So the Cardinals would be the highest ranked team.
Yeah.
If the season ends today. The good news is it's not. No. No. And you know what? Green Bay, boy, my Super Bowl pick is just looking solid. Green Bay is just looking good. What a great game that Patriot-Packer game was.
Yeah.
I mean, they went out there, but nobody lit up the other side. They both scored points, but the defenses both showed up. That was just an all-around great game. Where you know what? Similar, you had scoring and you had defense. It was like the perfect game when it came to that. You had a big play. You know, you had a little bit of running, and then you had arguably the two best quarterbacks going head-to-head.
Slinging it.
Yeah.
Was fun.
And then you had the mastermind, Belichick, on one side. You know, McCarthy on the other side, both making adjustments. And somebody had an interesting theory. This was, and I'm going, really? They said that Belichick might think that the Patriots will meet the Packers in the Super Bowl. So at the end of the game, Belichick was really complimenting Green Bay. And he doesn't compliment anybody. That he's like, he's thinking this far ahead to get inside their heads. I don't know if that works, but I was going, wow. If that's the case, that's insane. This guy's a really forward thinker. But they're bringing it up because they said he doesn't go on about anybody. It's a great game, got to go. Yeah, but he was like talking to him, McCarthy talking to him. You could tell McCarthy's like, okay, you know, I got to go. And he's wanted to say more. And then in the press conference, he complimented them an awful lot. All right, so that's it. So there's the playoff matchups if the season ended today. This weekend, some good games. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready, Simba Bill?
Let's go.
The Ravens at the Dolphins. And as I told you, I mean, if the Dolphins keep on winning, they're in the playoffs. They control their destiny. I don't know if they're going to win the rest of the games, but they control their destiny. Tannehill is really doing a fantastic job. I mean, because he's a game manager right now, but you could tell sooner or later, after he knows his offense, because it's a brand new offense for him, they're really going to get moving, and they're going to release him because he's able to run and he's able to pass because he's a real athlete, and the defense is the defense is good, you know.
Right.
They're good. The Ravens are up and down, so it's a big game for Miami at Miami.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see any reason to doubt them. I mean,
Have they proven to you that, you know what, it's no fluke that they're a good, not a great, we're not saying they're the Patriots.
They're good.
But they're a good team.
They're good.
Absolutely.
They're playing good football.
Okay, here's two teams that need a victory. The Chiefs at the Cardinals. The Cardinals are reeling right now. They would have been at once, but the Cardinals are reeling. The quarterback, everybody knew when Palmer went down, the Cardinals were going to have some problems.
Yeah.
Okay. The Cardinals are going to have some problems. The Chiefs get absolutely spanked last week by the Broncos. So now KC has to travel to Arizona, where the Super Bowl will be held in February. So that's going to be a big game. Both teams need to prove something. Especially the Cardinals need to stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
Because I think it's really important for them to get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, especially with a backup quarterback. They don't want to send him on the road. Stan, they just don't want to do that.
True.
All right, here's probably the marquee game. Seattle at Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Your Seahawks.
Well, you know.
I will say this about your Seahawks.
They're
things are happening. Yeah. Yeah. They're more than coming around. That defense is starting to play well. I think they're getting healthier. Of course, Wilson is always doing good. You know, always consistent. Lynch running the ball. They're playing well, but boy, so are the Eagles. So this is a fantastic matchup.
Yeah.
This is a possible playoff preview.
Yeah.
You know, a playoff preview game. And it should be a really good game. I think this is the holy cow game for Mark Sanchez. If he comes out there, and I'm not saying he has to win Seminole Bill, but if Sanchez goes out there and plays well, maybe throws a pick, but those two or three touchdowns, they're in the game to the end up against Seattle's defense. I think it's an over-the-hump game for the Eagles. And if they do win this game and Sanchez plays well, then you have to really start thinking, boy, an Eagle team in the playoffs at home, they're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah.
All right, here's one more. New England has to travel across the country to go play San Diego. Yeah. San Diego is that roller coaster team. We never know what we're going to get. Big victory last week. They come back. They beat the Ravens. Yeah, just a huge victory for San Diego. And now New England has to come out there coming off the loss against Green Bay. So it's a big game for New England because they want to keep home field advantage. They want everybody to come to Foxborough. Am I right?
Yeah.
They don't lose there.
No, they don't.
Do they?
Lose.
Nope. They do not lose.
They are
lose
a machine.
They are. It's a remarkable machine.
Well, was it somebody made the other day that Brady hadn't thrown an interception at home in 2 years? Is that correct?
I think that's Rodgers.
Rodgers, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Rodgers. You
know, I heard Rodgers. Like, yeah, no, Rodgers. Same way.
Yeah, absolutely. But
that's crazy.
But, you know, on the flip side, the Patriots just don't lose at home.
They don't.
They never do.
They're a machine there.
So they want to keep – and San Diego, they're fighting the playoffs. Now, I said if the season ends today, San Diego would be in the playoffs. But San Diego cannot afford a hiccup at all.
No.
They have to continue to win. And this is one of those games that I think could be a real confidence booster for San Diego to knock off a New England team.
Yeah.
Great NFL weekend.
Huge.
Great college football weekend coming up, too. All right. When we come back, Simba Bill, we're going to pick some games against the spread.
Let's do it.
I'll tell you what, though. We are on fire. 3-1 last week against the spread. That's not – that's – That's impressive. We have our fitness tip, our water check, and a Walking Dead finale. That's sad.
Wow.
I know. All right, stay with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
There's our Walking Dead music. Sad. Mid-season finale's over with. We'll get into it in just a little bit. Spoiler alert for those of you that did not watch it last Sunday. Big spoiler alert. But first, you know what? It would not have happened to that one character, Terminus Eric. Don't say the character yet. If that individual had Fraud Protection Network protecting her. Ooh, I just gave the gender. Ooh. Darn. I was trying to be generic.
Neutral.
Yes. Fraud Protection Network protects myself. Some of the bill. Fraud Protection protect you?
Yes, it does.
Terminus?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Fraud Protection Network protects all of our identities with the Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. Give them a call at 855-203-0683 or visit them on their website, some of the bill at
fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
And start protecting your identity today. All right. This segment, we're going to get a little Walking Dead. We're going to do our Vegas locks. And we've been on fire, so you could thank us. You don't have to send us any money. I know a lot of you, we've paid your mortgages the last probably 4 or 5 weeks, right, Seminole Bill?
Could have.
And car payments, everything. So we're taking care of you. No worries about that. We also have our fitness tip, which we always get from Men's Fitness. We try to live a healthy lifestyle here on the Mark Lloyd Show. And our one this week is attacking the midsection is what it's called. Terminus.
When you're doing zombies, you got to hit it with an axe.
There you go. So to flatten your waist, you must go below the navel. A Syracuse University study indicating people burn more calories the day after they did a lower body resistance training exercise than after they worked their upper bodies because the leg carries, for one thing, more mass. They also adds that getting a six-pack doesn't mean doing 100 crunches a day. It means proper diet. Boy, isn't that the truth. It's good to do abs because it strengthens your posture and your midsection. But if you're going to get ripped and get the six-pack, you got to watch your diet. We'll give a tip on that in next week. Okay, we have to do our Austin Idol water check. And you know what, Simla Bill? Mm-hmm. Some people were tweeting at us that they didn't necessarily believe. They didn't believe some of our water totals, especially mine. I got called out, and I said, what are you talking about? Even my brother called me on. He goes, Mark, give me a break. We had 78 ounces of water. And I said, well, Eric, what time are you? You know, the show airs in your market at, I think 10 o'clock. So yeah, I'm at that. At 8, the people that listen to the show at 8 o'clock in the morning, no, I'm not at 78, but I'm up there, you know. So like right now, I'm at 69 ounces already. And I had to give him my regimen of how I'm getting there, because he's thinking I'm just drinking 69 ounces of water at once. I'm like, are you an idiot? No. So I'm at 69 ounces. Similar Bill, what are you at?
42.
But you know what? You're Russell Wilson. You're consistent.
Hey.
All right. Terminus Eric. You're like the Auburn defense.
Lots of holes?
Yes.
As much as I've been drinking water lately, I'm at probably like 6 ounces, man.
That's a sip.
60?
6 ounces.
As in like six, as in uno, dos, tres, cuatro, siete, seis. Okay.
As in like I've opened my water bottle.
Okay, well, he's opened it, some of the bills, so we got that going for Austin. I will not be happy with you.
Body slam time.
Yeah, exactly. So, everybody, you should drink at least, you know, over a gallon. You should drink an ounce for your, no, not for your body weight, but I try to do about a gallon a day. That's what they say. Try to do about a gallon, but if you go 100 ounces, you're solid, no matter what you weigh. So at least try to get 100 ounces of water into your system. All right, Seminole Bill, you ready to pick some games?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'm clapping. I'm fired up. You ready?
I'm going.
Here we go. Alabama, minus 14.5 points against Missouri. That is a big number.
That is a huge number.
I like how also with the committee and everything like that, and people that are debating over the rankings. Now Vegas comes into play. Before, Vegas never came into play. But now, well, you know, Bama would be favored over Florida. Actually, Baylor would be favored over Florida State. Actually, you know, Oregon would be favored over this. I'm like, what? Now Vegas means something. I don't see that in the criteria, but now let's bring it up because it's convenient. Yes. Okay, but go on. Someone will build. Bama, 14.5 against Missouri.
You know what?
You taking? You laying the points?
I think Bama's going to win by like 10 points.
I'm
taking those points.
You're taking the points. I'm going against you. I think Bama covers easily. It's the Auburn game against Missouri last year all over again. Bama crushes them. No way. They win by 3 touchdowns. Florida State minus 3.5 against Georgia Tech in the ACC championship game.
I'm taking Florida State, giving the points.
Laying the points. I will too. I think Florida State covers the 3.5 against Georgia Tech. Should be a good game.
Will be.
Yeah. Should be a good game, but Florida State should win the football game. Here, how about this one? Wisconsin minus the 4 against Ohio State.
Wow.
Indoor game.
Yeah. I think what we talked about earlier comes into play. It's a shame that this is the test for the new QB, but it's a tough
one. It's an audition. Hang on. It's an audition for the whole team.
Yeah, it really.
Especially the quarterback, but it's the team. As long as he doesn't throw 3 interceptions. No. It's all about winning.
If he rallies around, true. I mean, we saw that.
Hang on. Let's take that back. It's not all about winning. Yeah. It's not game control, whatever the hell that is.
We saw that with when we played Clemson. Will the team rally around him? But Wisconsin is a very good football team with a great running game, and they can control some things.
Okay.
I think that hurts.
Similar Bill. Quit beating around the
Wisconsin.
Bush.
Wisconsin.
You lay the 4, you think they cover?
Yeah, I do.
I do too. But I'm not overly confident. I'm not overly confident on that, but I think Wisconsin covers the 4 and Ohio State's no longer in the talk. I don't have the game up here, but do you think Baylor beats Kansas State? Not what you want, but do you think Baylor beats Kansas State?
Yes.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, I think they beat K-State also.
They got to make
and then the committee has a nightmare on their hands. Maybe it's exactly. And did you notice something?
Mm-hmm.
The top five teams.
Yeah.
What is interesting about the top five teams?
I
know I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
but
you are.
I
want to hear your answer. This. Yeah, please.
The top five teams right now is what they wanted all along. There's one from each Power Five conference.
True, that's great. That's great.
SEC, ACC, Big 12, Pac 12. And
they positioned it that way.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really interesting. And number 6 is you know, it doesn't matter. So the top 5, one is represented from each conference. All right. One more game to pick. You ready?
Ready.
Eagles at home, minus 1 against your preseason Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. Both teams on fire. Both teams coming off good wins. Both teams look impressive. Could be an NFC preview matchup.
I'm going to give you a very easy
preview answer. Playoff matchup. I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot to add that in there.
Preview matchup of what, Mark? Of the playoffs. Sorry.
The playoffs.
So the Eagles are minus 1. So on a neutral field, Seattle would be favored by 2 because they usually give you 3.
In the words of Mr. Wilson,
I don't know what the weather's going to be like.
Go Hawks.
So you think Seattle goes to Philadelphia and wins?
They go there.
Why? Do you? Okay, so you like them. So you're taking them in the points.
Yeah. Mm. tough game, but Seattle's really picked it up, and it's coming together. I think they're really meshing well at the right time right now.
You know, I'll take the Eagles. I think the Eagles win this game. It's always tough going across the country, no matter what.
Yeah,
I know it's sometimes an excuse, but it is hard. I don't know what the weather's like, but it doesn't really matter because Seattle plays in awful weather all the time.
Well, according to somebody that's in Pennsylvania right now, it's been snowing and icy.
So. Yeah, so I think the weather thing doesn't really matter. They're a similar team in a way. I know the Eagles like to run, go fast, I should say.
Right.
But you know they're not necessarily a team that drops back and whips the ball all over the place. So they're a running spread option, all read option, all that garbage that they do, and it's strength against the strength of Seattle and their defense. But I think Philadelphia wins the game. But it's going to be a fantastic game. It's one of those games that you definitely want to. It's an appointment setter game.
All right,
so Blue Bill, let's move on. Eric, give us some Walking Dead music to underline the season finale. Just give me a little bit of music here. So it was the mid-season finale of The Walking Dead. My wife was upset with me because ahead of time I said, oh, I just heard that a main character was going to die. And in hindsight, she said, I wish you never had told me that. Then I knew someone was going to die. And it turned out to be just shockingly. Did anybody see Beth dying?
I sure didn't.
I was trying to figure out, you know who I thought it was? I thought it was going to be Carol. I thought she wasn't going to make it out of the hospital. I thought they were going to kill off Carol, even though she's a major part of the show.
Yeah, not hearing what you told ahead, I thought maybe Noah might get it.
Well, you know what? My first thing I said was they're going to kill Noah. But then my wife pointed out, and that's true, he's not a main character. He's a reoccurring character right now, but he's not a main character. Like the police chief lady, Dawn, or whatever her name was, she's a reoccurring character too. But now, instead, Beth stabs Dawn. Dawn blows Beth's head off. Daryl blows Dawn's head off. And I don't know about you guys, but I was shocked. And that's what that show does to you. And then the acting in it is just fantastic. I mean, like, you really felt that, like, Beth died. The way Daryl looked, the way Rick looked. So now where do we go from here? Speculation? Where do we go? Is everybody in shambles?
Oh, yeah. Especially.
I mean, Maggie.
Maggie.
What happens with her? But I did find it a little weird that up until they mentioned they found Beth, it was like there was no talk about her ever worried about where her sister was.
Yeah, I felt the same
way. It was like an afterthought. So I don't know where they go. I wonder what happens. I read some stuff and, there's a lot of speculation over, is Maggie going to go off the deep end?
I don't know, but it took Morgan a long time to get through the woods.
Yeah, what is going on with him?
It took him like a week.
Morgan is the guy that was in like the first couple episodes of the whole thing. But what was so funny is at the beginning of this season, he shows up. No, he showed up the end of last season, right?
No. Like he showed up a few episodes ago when they were heading towards the church.
Yeah.
And he was like right behind them.
Yeah.
At the woods.
And then like 6 months later, he showed up.
That's what it feels like.
And so how about that call sheet? Okay, show up now. We're gonna shoot you for one day. You're gonna be in episode 1, and then 8 or 10 of the midseason finale, and we're gonna show you for like 10 seconds each time. That's good, excellent. So I wonder what is going. You wonder, is he good or bad? And then he saw that note, so he knows who he's on the trail of because he saw the note that said Rick Grimes or Rick or whatever it is. Yeah, so he saw that. And the good news is they're all together. The hospital's done with, and now they have to move forward. And they showed some highlights coming up. I'm curious is where are they going?
Same.
There's no home base. The speculation they're going up to DC to do this or whatever. Now it's like, where are they going?
The priest. Still
I don't know about that.
Hey, there you go. What about the priest? Well, I mean, what is up with this guy? He's all over the place too.
I don't know, but that hit in the first intro of that episode with the car.
Oh, that was, and how about this real quick? I know we got to get out of here, but how about, the guy that made the most money in Hollywood is Andrew Lincoln, the star, Rick Grimes. Not just all from The Walking Dead, even though they've all banded together to get a new contract because the show makes so much money right now. They said he made $245 million last year.
Oof.
They said this guy is into everything. Clothing lines over in he's from England, right? London or something like that. Yeah. $245 million.
Go to some of them. Quickie. What's up with why were they like looking at the zombies trying to come out of the building? Are they because they're learning to do certain things or getting through the when they broke through the chapel door there?
Oh, why?
It was just poorly.
Yeah, they just constructed it poorly. Okay. Because
I mean, I never Remember, yeah. I came in kind of late. So
yeah.
Are they not supposed to be able to get through a barrier at all?
No, well, they did it the right way. The only way you could do it is have zombies the way they are to continue to show. If they put zombies in from like World War Z, well, then there'd be no show because you can't stop them.
Right,
they're running 1,000 miles an hour and doing crazy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, like they had just pulled the boards off to let the priest in.
Yeah, and yeah, so it was kind of a shabby thing. Before we go, you know what, though, some of the Gator coaching thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They're talking.
Jim McElwain out of Colorado State.
Well, how did that come? I mean,
but Freeze got tied up. But I think it's a smart move. He's a good guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. All right, we're out of here, Seminole Bill.
All right, brother.
Great job. Terminus Eric for Seminole Bill. I'm Mark Lloyd. Hey, we always do appreciate everybody hanging with us every week, chiming in on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show, Facebook Mark Lloyd Show, and, of course, online MarkLloydShow.com. And as always, let's thank Fire Protection Network for hooking us up here and protecting our identity. See you, everybody.